So GeekWire pitted Amazon's Just Walk Out technology against its Dash Cart and a traditional man checkout experience, and the winner might surprise you. So GeekWire went through an Amazon Fresh store in Seattle three times. Okay, these two guys, they had the same 10-item shopping list the whole time to test Just Walk Out cashierless technology, then the Dash Cart, and then the old-fashioned checkout line. And the goal was to determine which method was going to be fastest and most seamless for shoppers. So the winner of this experiment was the technology that Amazon is actually moving away from.
Right.
Just Walk Out. The least favorite option was the approach that Amazon is now betting on, which is the Amazon Dash Cart. They said that the learning curve was just too much to get over with the Dash Cart, while Just Walk Out was simply a more convenient and faster way to shop for groceries. So, Chris, let's break down, because we've been talking about this so much throughout the course of the last few days, really. What are your thoughts here, and why do we choose this GeekWire story to cover?
Yeah, and it's an evolving story too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because the Aldi story broke yesterday, and we decided to include that as the bridge. But okay, I have a lot of thoughts here. First, I want to give a shout out to the GeekWire folks, Taylor Soper, for coming up with this, because this is something that I'm jealous of that we didn't go and
I know, because
I feel like we missed out. But so kudos to them for doing it. However, I will say an experiment is only as good as the information that you put into that experiment. And I think the 10 items requirement that they use to evaluate each of the different options is a little bit misguided or misleading, because a traditional large format grocery store, the interesting about it is it has to appeal to every trip type.
Yes.
It has to be designed for everyone. Mm-hmm. So a 10-item trip is not a very big grocery trip.
No.
You know, it's very different from a 30-item trip.
Sure.
And so that's an important thing to think about as you're making this determination. Mm-hmm. So then you get to the point of like, okay, if I think about the bigger size trip, and let's just have a conversation here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, which one do I want to work better? If the cart's already hard to get over with 10 items, it's going to be hard to get over with 30 items.
Yes.
It's going to be impossible, right?
Yep.
But then you go traditional checkout versus Just Walk Out. Just Walk Out, I still got to bag everything. Mm-hmm. That's always been a question of mine too. So like, I'm still going to have to go somewhere. I'm not going to bag everything as I go along. That seems too difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, but so like, I'm still going to go to someplace at the end of that experience or potentially to bag it. So I think ultimately at the end of the day, you get to an experience like where you have the option to choose, because again, the format is designed to appeal to many different trip types. And it's just going to work in the background to make however you want to interact with that store better.
Mm-hmm.
It can make the traditional checkout experience better because you've got the cameras there that are speeding up the cashiers, potentially speeding up your information in your bill.
Yeah.
It's got the self-checkout option with the traditional hardware that can be, you know, made better as well through the same principles and processes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to put a cart in there too, for the people that want a different option, sure, go for it. And you get the retail media angle to it too. So I don't know that there's no right answer here. It's just going to be, how do we think about this in the long run? At least that's what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, I think you have a huge customer adoption hurdle to get over. I think it's already confusing
with
though.
Both.
Yeah, yes, exactly. But that's what I guess in the scenario that you're playing up, from my perspective, like where you're saying, like, give them all the options. Is that what you're saying? Or you're just saying, like, test all the options?
No, I'm saying you give them, I'm saying the ubiquitous option can work to improve both experiences. So if I go and I have a traditional experience, you're going to get the inventory accuracy, you're going to get the shrink prevention, and it's going to speed up the cashier, because the cashier almost in a lot of ways doesn't have to do anything but bag.
Yes.
However, if I also want the experience where I just want to walk out, mm-hmm. I can.
Yes.
So that's where I think this goes, is where it's kind of like choose your own adventure of how you want to shop the grocery store here in the long run.
Sure.
Which also makes me think, as I'm saying it out loud, makes the cart more obsolete in those scenarios.
The Dash Cart.
The Dash Cart.
Like, yeah,
it's not as worthwhile of a proposition to me.
Yeah, I think some of the things that they outlined being challenges are things like weighing and scanning, mm-hmm. and still having to do all of those things with the Dash Cart, which I think makes it a little bit more challenging. I just, looking at this from a retailer's perspective, not just the customer perspective, but the retailer perspective, I still think that this case for retail media, unfortunately, is really what's going to win out and move more retailers towards the Dash Cart versus the Just Walk Out technology, even though I don't know that it's the
if
right
they can
move
get the customer adoption though. Like, yeah. Right? Does the customer really want that? I mean, we're hearing potentially that people that use a dash that use these smart cards,
yeah,
particularly the Caper cards, are liking
yes.
that,
yes.
right? But at the end of the day, too, Anne, my question for you is like, is a souped-up self-checkout machine with computer vision enabling a faster process there
yeah.
any better than a cart?
No,
it's
I don't. I don't think so.
Other
I don't
than the retailer
so.
Can't do retail media to you directly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
but from a customer's perspective, it's not any
correct.
Different, really.
Correct. Yep, I agree. But then I think you start to think about how many customers want to use self-checkout for those big grocery stock
Nobody.
Up trips. Nobody does.
Nobody.
Like weighing your
right.
individual, like finding the PLU code on
right.
your grapefruit or your oranges
right.
and apples and whatever, like, and which they talk about
right.
in this scenario is the hard
right.
thing that they have to get over with the dash cart. I think for me, the biggest thing still holding back Just Walk Out technology in these cases is real-time receipts. I think that people diminish
yep.
the importance of how much people, especially now, especially, you know, when they're where they're doing this grocery
yep.
stock-up trip, need visibility
yep.
to what that spend
yep.
is. And how important that is. You know,
and that is one
consumer.
Of the benefits of the cart. Because the cart gives you real-time receipts
or,
as you're putting things in.
Yes.
You know?
Or somebody
so
like Trigo, who's doing real-time
yes.
receipting in an 8,000
yes.
square foot grocery store already. So mm-hmm. I think the winner here actually, I think, is Instacart. Because
yeah.
they have figured out a product that doesn't disrupt the business. It's not Amazon. So they can sell their cart product, their Just Walk Out cart, or their smart cart product to any retailer who is going to be much more willing to get that technology from Instacart versus Amazon.
Yeah, let's spend a second on that, because
yeah.
that's interesting too. It's
yeah.
like, okay, because of what we just said, you and I are both kind of not bullish on the smart cart.
No.
Like in general. But we think Instacart's going to be the short-term winner here
yes.
because of Amazon's move. Because
yes.
the retailers are not going to go with Amazon. They're going to go with somebody else.
Yes.
And Instacart's going to be the beneficiary of that, at
yes.
least in the short term, and the retail media play, right?
Which is, again, us eating crow. Because I remember at Shop Talk when Instacart came out with a Caper card and everything. Do you remember when Fiji was on stage and we were all like, what?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Well, but I don't necessarily think we're going to eat crow, because we're
no?
still saying there's a huge customer
okay.
adoption hurdle to get over.
True.
It's just that the money's going to flow to them. The
True.
Investment's going to flow to them.
True.
Because that's how the market's moving. And then the other side of the equation, right, is, okay, Trigo versus Gribango, right?
Right.
And what happens there? Trigo, better real-time receipt, but you have the sensor fusion.
Yes.
Gribango, cameras only, probably easier to install in a lot of degrees. So, and what happens to either side of that, since
yeah.
Amazon goes away from Just Walk Out as a concept?
Right.
Right? Do both of them feel the hit there?
Yeah.
God knows.
Yeah.
It's just such a fascinating.
Oh, man. This is a horse race. This is like, we gotta start, like, I don't know. We gotta put something together so we can start
well,
to
and then by the same
it.
Token, right? This is why it's so fun to talk about. By the same token, you have the Everseen or the TrueScan technology from Target that they released last week, that it's over the self-checkout machines that's making that experience better too.
Right.
So do retailers and grocers just go in that direction as well? There's a lot of options
here. Yeah, you
here.
Still get product visibility, like image visibility from computer vision scanning at the checkout. Like there's so much
it's
to
what's
this.
Most palatable, what's in the budget,
yeah.
and what makes the most difference. And I don't think we know.
And who you're going to be frenemies with.